What's up, motherfuckers? It's your old pal Ian. That's right. Uh-huh.
Guess who's back, back again. Shady's back.
That's right. Hi, everybody. It's good to be back. I've been gone for a while, but not in the spiritual or ethereal sense, just in the sense that I've not been doing the podcast. I dropped off and I lost all my Patreon subscribers and probably a lot of subscribers. I just stopped doing the podcast. And I feel like I let a lot of y'all down, but I've been getting a lot of messages, and a lot of you have been cool about it, hit me up wondering where it's at, what's been going on, and I'll get into that, tell you what's up. But I've been itching and feeling the need to come back and talk to y'all, and I am going to start doing the pod again. And get back into it, baby. That's right. I'm alone in my apartment, and I'm just talking to myself how the good Lord meant it to be. To tell you the truth, I started doing this podcast just to talk and really kind of be a fucking maniac and kind of get what's in my head out there and kind of let y'all into what's going on the inside of my brain. And I was getting a really good response, and a couple things started happening. I was being really honest with certain things on the podcast in terms of feelings in regards to, depression, anxiety, and I was getting a good response from people that the podcast was helping them, that they were feeling less alone, and that was amazing. That was great. I loved hearing that, and that made me feel like there was a purpose to this. But then I swear to God, a couple times I got recognized on the street from the podcast, which was great, which is what you want to get a good response. And that scared me. What's going to happen? I got fear success, baby. I got fear failure. I'm surrounded by fear. What do I do? It's closing in on me. I better just quit. And then I noticed, I was being real open and honest about a lot of things. I was talking about my depression, my anxiety, and I was being very truthful about that. And at the same time, and I was never open and honest about my sexuality, about my depression, about my anxiety. Although, you meet me for 5 seconds, you're like, this guy is fucking shaking like a leaf. He's anxious as hell. But, those are things that, my mom and I spent our entire lives being like, hey, you good? Yeah. Are you good? Yeah. And then to hear me talk about those things on the podcast was pretty jarring. And her and I kind of had a little powwow, and it was upsetting to her. And I never wanted to upset Gail like that. And I noticed after we talked on the podcast, I was kind of just phoning it in. I was like, well, what's the point of me doing this? Am I doing this to be honest? Am I doing this to talk and be open or what? And then after that, I was just kind of lying, but I just wasn't having my heart in it, and I needed to take a break. So I was like, if I'm not being fully truthful and honest, what's the point in doing this? So I just stopped doing it. And also, I had a phone interview with someone that was like so shitty. I was like, I'm not releasing that. Maybe I'll do it as like a bonus episode. But it was with Ken and Dury Urel from the 7-5 documentary. It was just like a shitty interview. I was feeling bad about it. And then all my equipment started breaking. Holy shit, my fucking H5 Zoom. Yo, this thing fucking kept shutting off, and it was happening, interviews and the memory cards going out, and I'm like, fuck, so I had to save up money to get a goddamn new, it was really something. Anyway, bottom line is, I stopped doing the podcast, and it was fucking itching at me, clawing at me from the inside, and one day I just couldn't take it anymore, and I said, the prodigal son must return. So here I am, motherfucker. I am back for the attack, Jack. And I'm back in the building, and I'm feeling good, and a lot's happened. And it's been a pretty crazy time with a lot of shit going on. And it is right now the day before Thanksgiving. And if you're listening to this, if you haven't stopped subscribing to my podcast because I was a little quitter, then this should be coming out on the day before Thanksgiving, and you should be a grateful little turkey for it. Gobble, 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 gobble. That's right. and I hope you're going to have a good Thanksgiving with all your friends and family and all your favorite foods, and you have a good day and treat yourself to, you know, turkey stuffing. My favorite's green bean casserole. I have a cousin that makes it for me, and she knows I'm coming, and that's a good old thing. And also, speaking of coming, y'all should come and see me live and come in your fucking blue jeans. That's right. November 30th, I'm going to be headlining the House of Blues Boston, motherfucker. Yup. Tickets on my website, ianfidance.com. And then the next night, December 1st, I'm at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie in Poughkeepsie, New York. And then Thursday, December 6th, woo-wee, I'm at Atlantic City Comedy Club. In Atlantic City, and the next night, I'm headlining two shows in Philly at Philly Comedy Club, 7:30 at 9 o'clock. And then Wednesday, December 19th, whole doggy, I'm headlining Caroline's on Broadway, and I'm going to need you all to come out to that one because that one's going to be something really special. I'm debating if I should have Gail come out to that, bring her on stage, and have a little one-on-one with her. Yeah, that's going to be really fun. And then big news as well, I'm opening for the great Dave Attell the last weekend in December, which I am so pumped about. Dave Attell has been doing this fun thing at the Cellar where when he's on a show that I'm hosting, he switches a lineup and goes last and then brings me up on stage, and he and I hang out on stage together and do time. And maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, he and I did like a half hour together, and it was so fun. He does it with a lot of comics. I ain't the only one he does it with, but it's been pretty cool. People have been coming up and saying that he and I have like a good rapport together, and the staff has been noticing and stuff. He and I have a good thing going. We feed well off each other, which is great because I grew up watching them, so it's really cool to, you know, be able to hang with one of your heroes. And matter of fact, the other night he did a big thing at the Village Underground. I wasn't booked on the show, but he asked me to come down and come up on stage, so I just went up on stage to riff with him, and he brought me up, we did some riffs, and then at the end he brought me back up at the end, and it was me, him, Mike Fenoy, and Joe Mackey. And we had a blast on stage. It was really fun. It was a benefit for the troops. It was a really good time. And I just had so much fun. Oh, fuck. I got to clean my room. Oh, my God. Oh, and that happened, too. Holy shit. I had bed bugs or, like, some sort of bug. Oh, my God. Yo, I didn't even find. Okay. This fucked me up, too. Yo, if anyone has ever, if you can relate, call in. I had some sort of, I was waking up every like week or two with like a bite. I never found a bug. And then one time I found a bug and I had a couple bites. So I panicked, called the exterminator, and this motherfucker came out. He couldn't find a bug, couldn't find nothing. He sprayed poison, charged me. I jerked him down to like take money off. He was supposed to come back. He never came back. I was like, well, I'm going to go and get extra stuff too. So I went and got that diatomaceous earth, put that all around my room. I went and got a special eco-friendly poison. It said, don't spray on the bed. And I was like, okay, well, don't spray on the bed in like specific blotches, but I can like kind of like spray it around. So I did that. So I sprayed it around, and I went to bed. Also, I got like bed bug sheet covers, pillowcase covers, all this shit. I go to bed. I wake up. I have an allergic reaction to the poison. I'm covered in welts. I go to the doctor, and they're like, you got to go to the hospital right away. I was like, why? And they're like, we don't know what this is. You know, this is, you know, crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what it is either. I mean, I did sleep in that spray. And they're like, what spray? I was like, the bed bug poison spray. And they're like, we're going to give you some antibiotics. I was like, okay. So then I go back, I get rid of all the mattress cover stuff, go get more mattress covers, redo the mattress stuff. Meanwhile, I had taken all my clothes and everything I own, put it in bags, go to bed again. Apparently it like seeped through onto the mattress still. I got more welts. So I had to get rid of those mattress covers, get more. It was like such a fucking nightmare. And then I like woke up with like bites again. No one else in my apartment has had any bites. I don't even think it was bed bugs. I never saw a bed bug. It was just, I think it might have been spiders. I have a door that leads to a patio. I don't know what the fuck it is. My bedroom has been a fucking mess. Everything has been in disarray. It's been analogous to my own life. Things in my personal life have been a fucking mess. Just like my room has been a mess. Everything has been in bags. I've been living out of bags. I'm like sleeping a lot. Just because I can't sleep at night. I get so jacked up on shows every fucking night. I mean, like, I swear to God, it's great. Every problem I have is a great problem. The other night, I had off for the first time in 4.5 weeks. You know, I was on a fucking run where, like, in 11 days, I had fucking 22 shows. It was fucking great, amazing. I'm fucking running around. I'm living my life. I'm fucking getting paid. I'm fucking, you know, making money. I'm on this show, that show. You know, I'm doing this for Comedy Central. Hey, suck my dick. Fucking, you know, I'm blowing loads, you know, licking chodes. How about it? Look at this. Hey. But then I go home and my room's a mess. I can't get dressed. I got to be out by 8 a.m. What do I do? You know? And it's like the better things are going in my career, the more my, like, family life at home is, like, in disarray. But, you know, what other way would it be? I'm a fucking artist, huh? I'm a fucking artist. That's what artists do. I'm Patti Smith and Robert Mapplethorpe. I'm just kids, huh? We're all Monday's childrens. Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Okay? That's right. Yep. That's right. That's the lyric bell. I don't know what that is. This is the bell jar because I should kill myself. That was fun. Let's call a friend. Who should I call? Let's call. I bet she won't pick up because she's in LA, but she always says I should call her for the podcast. So let's call. Initiate call sequence to Nikki Glaser.
Tone.
I knew she wouldn't pick up. Hey, it's Ian. I'm recording my podcast, so I called you to have you pick up and talk, but you didn't. So I will still put this in the episode. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Well, love you. Bye. This is the annoying bell. Okay, who should we call next instead? I know. We'll call Nikki Glaser Jr., Andrew Collin.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, that motherfucker. Holy shit. 9. Nobody's picking up on me. I'm getting the fuck you button from everyone.
0, 1, 9.
Oh.
9 is not available.
Oh.
At the tone, please.
Wait till this motherfucker hears about it. Hey, it's Ian. I just tried to call Nikki. I'm on the podcast. She didn't pick up, so I said, who else can I call? Let me call Nikki Glaser Jr. Ha 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 ha. But also, I'm returning a call from earlier. I figured out how to work my podcast stuff. I'm probably going to call other people, and they're probably not going to pick up, and I'm going to feel very lonely, unwanted, underappreciated. And then, I'll jump in the East River. JK, I'm going to eat a lot of food tonight and then even more tomorrow. Not JK. Okay, this has not been worth it. Bye. Who else can I call? I'll call up my old friend, my old best pal from high school, Joe Corsini. All right, if he doesn't pick up, I'm really going to kill myself. No, I'm not. Suicide's not a joke.
Please leave your message for...
Wow.
Joseph...
Wow. Hey, what's up, man? It's your old pal, Colonel Pizza. Give me a call back. Bye. Oh, wow. Man, who else should I call? You know, I don't think I'm going to call anyone else because I'm getting the old R word. You can't say it anymore nowadays, folks. Yep, you know what that is. Rejected. Mm-hmm. Yep. The big old rejected. Yep. You're being rejected, dude. Whoo, man. I'm sweating in my pits. Oh, well. I met a girl on Bumble. Should I just call her on the phone right now? Hey, what's up? You're on my podcast. That's insane. That's insane. No, I don't think I'd want to put someone through that. That's a very that's like a mean thing to do. I wouldn't want someone to do. Well, actually, I wouldn't care. I would fucking, you know. I'm a talking pro, bro. I wouldn't mind. Fucking hell. I know who to call.
Hey.
Hi, Mom.
Look who here it is again.
How are you?
What are you sick? I just talked to you about 10 minutes ago.
I know, I must be sick.
I am making such a scrumptious dessert.
Yeah, what are you making?
I am making... Remember last year when I did that cheesecake and... berries.
Oh, yeah.
And deep fried it.
Yeah, it was a big hit. Everyone loved it.
Kind of the same. Oh, that deep frying is too much of a mess. So I got a real good cheesecake, berries, organic, and some other goodies, and I mixed it all together. I kind of really chopped up the berries.
Mm-hmm.
So I mixed the cheesecake and I put some milk and
oh,
I got
wow.
Pastry puff sheets. So I'm going to bake this in paste in little bite-sized pieces, and then I'm going to...
Oh, boy, here it is.
Homemade whipped cream on top of that.
Whoa.
And then I'm going to shave chocolate on top of that.
Woo-wee!
Come and get it, baby. Oh, look, here comes Lucy.
Lord have mercy.
She hears your voice. Come on, baby. Get up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm tasting this as I'm going along. So of course it's really good. And I'm making your prosciutto, and so you'll have something to snack on when you get here tomorrow.
Wow, you're the best, Mom.
Mozzarella and that good bread you like.
Wow, what a Thanksgiving miracle.
Tis the season to stuff your belly.
Yep.
And then when you come back Saturday, how long will you be here for? Not sure. It's right.
I'll probably come back Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we could go to Harry's Saturday night then.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make us a nice breakfast. I got all goodies to make us a nice breakfast.
Oh, that'll
be nice,
Mom. I figured
it'd be late, and then we'll go out to dinner.
That'll be nice, Mom.
Oh, of course it always is.
Yes.
The girls are up here on my lap.
Wow.
I know. Oh, we have a new alarm system. It's amazing.
A new alarm system?
Yep.
Oh, wow. You just don't have the dogs that bark?
The state of the art. It even has glass crush sensors along with it. Yeah.
Glass crush sensors?
Crash.
Oh, wow.
So if somebody breaks a window, you know?
Yeah.
It picks it up and...
You know, I was going to be cynical and say, you know, no one's ever robbed the house. We don't need it. But a friend of mine's apartment just got broken into over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, they went in through the fire escape. He had like $5,000 cash. They stole it.
Oh, no. Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. They also took his virginity.
Oh, stop.
Just kidding.
Is the whole thing a joke?
No. They really did steal. They really did break into his apartment. They broke into like three in the building through the fire escapes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
This is the season.
Is it the season?
'Tis the season to get robbed.
Yeah.
Plus, it has a motion sensor doorbell. You don't even have to push it. As soon as you step on the property, you're on camera.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's the coolest thing. And it's HD. It's so awesome.
Oh, wow.
You talk through it.
Good for you, Mom.
Plus, I got heat sensors.
Heat sensors?
In case there's a fire. I mean, I'm hooked right up, man. They call within seconds, and then they'll disperse police or the fire company.
Oh, I thought you meant a heat sensor for human temperature for robbers.
Oh, my God. Yeah, as soon as they walk in the door, they get zapped.
Do you remember when I met Pop-Pop for the first time? I sat on his lap, and I said, Pop-Pop, are you a robber?
Are you a robber? Yes, I do. It was hysterical. He did look like a robber.
Yeah.
But you were so young. You always came out with wonderful lines. That's why you made it such a great stand-up comedian. Lucy and Maddie are both up here.
That's so nice. I got to tell you, Mom, I was calling friends on the phone, and no one was picking up. And I said, you know who's going to pick up? Good old Gail.
So that means I'm being podcasted.
Yeah. I told you I was going to call and podcast you.
But I know now. You told me that earlier in the week.
Oh, I thought I told you that earlier today. Or no, yesterday I told you. Yesterday I told you.
Oh, my God.
My mistake.
And guess what? This alarm system, you don't even have to, you press a button and it turns on your lights and you can dim them. And
really? Can you do it from your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's amazing.
Do you feel better when you're out of the house now?
Well, we really didn't, you know, I have, the windows are bolted with, down with those heavy duty.
Uh-huh.
2-inch bolts through. I mean, you can't, but yeah, I do.
Good.
I would just be, you know, there's really nothing to take. I would just be afraid if somebody came in and the girls ran out.
Yeah.
You know, they're not street wise at all.
Yeah, they're not very street smart animals.
Street smart, that's it.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's really my big worry. They can take whatever they want, but
just not the dogs.
Seriously, but this new alarm, oh my God, Ian, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoy it.
It's great. Fun, 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 a new toy. You can even have your own code. So I know what you, plus I have an indoor camera.
What? All right, let's not go too far with this thing. That's a bit much. An indoor camera?
I should have never told you and just watched you through.
Ay, ay, ay.
Forget I said that.
I'm not coming home any longer. That's too much.
If I knew that, I would have bought one ages ago.
Ha, ha, ha. All right, let me go.
Come home, we'll have fun.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. I love you, Mom.
All right, sweetie, let me know again if you're going to be late or whatever.
All right.
Want me to bring the girls with me?
No, you don't have to, Mom.
All right, yeah, in case traffic or...
Yeah.
And they might get stolen.
I know, and then you're going to need an alarm system on the car in case a robber comes for the car and, you know...
Hey, it never hurts to be extra safe.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And this thing, I can even set it off like...
I know. That's why you told me never to touch strangers, because you can get AIDS from a handshake.
I never said that.
Oh. Well.
I never said that. I may have thought it, but...
That's why I always wear condoms on my hands.
Oh, my God. All right, kiddo.
All right, Mom.
I love you.
I love you very much.
We are so excited for tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, podcast friends.
They say hi back.
You do. You are lucky. You have a lot of wonderful friends.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
All right, sweetie. Good night.
That's because you raised a wonderful boy.
I know it, didn't I, though? So did Daddy.
That's because you guys were wonderful people.
Yep. Damn right. All right, enough of this. Jeez, I'm going to get sick.
Yeah, well, you probably have an alarm for that. You'll get sick and some alarm will start going off. Sickness engaged, sickness engaged.
They do have, I won't tell you.
Oh, gross.
Flooding alarm.
Flooding alarm. Ugh. Oh, well, you never know. All right.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye, Mom.
Bye. Oh.
What? Ay, ay, ay. Good old Gail. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Welcome back to the fucking podcast. That's right. The first 25 episodes were chapter one. This is chapter two. Is it a new book? Has anything changed? No, but I turned the page. That's right. Is there new content? I don't even know. What is content? It's all just dribble to distract us from our daily lives. But all I know is that I missed being here. I missed talking to you guys. I missed filling you in on what was going on. And I know one thing's for sure. Y'all missed me. It's good to be back. And I'm glad that I can come back. I know you're going to accept me with open arms. And I know I've learned a lot since I've been gone. I've learned to not let fear rule you, to not let success rule you. The only rule you have is to get up in the morning and to live each day the best you can, because that's all we have. Really, you might wake up one day with bed bugs and you're going to have to put everything in bags and live out of them. And day by day, piece by piece, you're going to have to put things back together, because you don't want to be live out of bags guy. You don't want to be that guy. That guy stinks. I mean, he's living a great life outside, but once he goes home, it's a shit life. You know, you go home, you can only watch No Country for Old Men and eat Ben and Jerry's so many times before you're like, I'm going to make a difference. And I started to make a difference. It's no coincidence that the moment I cleaned my room and started to make things better, that I was like, I'm going to do this podcast again. I've been doing other creative projects. I've been doing a lot of creative projects. Actually, don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot toot. But it was time to start doing the podcast again. And I'm glad I'm doing it. I'm glad I'm creating this again and a part of this again. And you know, being open and honest, I'm just gonna let Gail know if I talk an episode about how I truly feel. Say, hey, don't listen to this week. It's a rough one, you know, and that's okay. Just, you know, put a little warning on it. Hey, depression ahead, bumpy road, slow down, don't go speeding. How's that, you know? But it was really good to take a break. It was really good to take a break and to not, you know, I get overwhelmed, and it was nice to focus on myself for a while. I feel re-energized, I feel revamped, rejuvenated, and I'm excited for what the future holds in store. I'm excited for y'all to be there for whatever it is, and I'm excited for y'all to come see me live November 30th, House of Blues, Boston. December 1st, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. December 6th, Atlantic City Comedy Club. Next night, December 7th, Philly Comedy Club. And December 19th, Caroline's on Broadway. Come on out. Promo code Ian. Tickets are only $10. You got no excuse not to be there. Let's pack that bitch out and have a fun time. No one's told you today. I'll tell you right now. I love you. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.